Zavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme right there, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 459 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 42 our current temperature here in Albany, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Mark Leachy. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Si. How are you doing?
We're doing excellent. And how's everything over in Wisconsin?
It's good. Yeah, we had a bit of a snowstorm the other day, but it's all clearing out already.
Well, that's great. And making room for more. They tell us we've got more to come. Winter storm watch for Tuesday and Wednesday, too, yet. So.
Oh, yay.
The winter of 23, that just doesn't want to end, huh?
No, I guess not. And the older you get, the longer they seem to be every year.
Isn't that true? You bet. Well, yeah. Great. Well, Mark, we've had you on the program before, and for folks that don't remember, can you bring us up to speed, give us a little history, where you were born and raised, a little bit about the family, and how you got into music?
Well, I started playing drums when I was, I think, 11, 12 years old, and me and my mom used to go out playing. She used to play the Thomas organ. And I used to drum with her and do the singing and so on. And we did that for a number of years, and then we started adding pieces to the band. And after 10 or so years, we had a 7-8-piece band called The Little People. And then we did that for a while and took a little break, and then we came back. I started up a band with Arvin Lang and Marilyn Ziegerlicky and my mom. The Whatchacallums band, and then I had to stop doing that to take care of family business, and then I played with numerous bands throughout the years, Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, Carl, Ray Conkle, just numerous bands throughout the years, and but then I thought, well, you know, me and my mom, we played together for so many years, and we thought, well, we're going to get us a recording studio and try to record our own music with just me and my mom. And it just started out to be a two-piece thing, and we just want something to remember each other by, you know. And so I just started doing full band recordings. About 10 years ago, and I tried to get a CD done, you know, within a year or so. And we started out with Mom and Mark, the album, and then we went to a volume set, and I'm all the way up to volume 5 now. And it's taken us about 10 years to do that, but well over 100 songs. And that gives us both our polka fix, you know. We don't go out and play and have a band that is this big, although I wish I could do that, but it's just, I guess, not feasible anymore. It's just too big of a band, so we just like that style and our style, and there you have it.
You bet. Well, when did you start playing, Mark? Was it in grade school, before school, or how did you get started?
My mom bought me a drum kit and bought me a drum book to learn how to play drums. And I don't know, I think that I was probably about 10 years old, but then I got my first playing gig, just me and her at some local tavern. It's got to be back in 1976 or 77.
Okay. And what do you all play now? I know you play numerous instruments now.
Yeah. Well, I play the drums. That's my main instrument, I guess.
Okay.
I learned how to play saxophones through school and started that at 9. And then I later in life, I picked up the trumpet, self-taught myself that, and course, then you can play, any B flat horn. So I play the flugelhorn and the valve trombone.
Mm-hmm.
I play all the saxes, a little bit of piano, some accordion. I guess master, jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah.
That makes you very versatile, and especially on a recording like this, and with technology today. You can just play one part and dub over and play another instrument and dub over.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a beautiful CD, and that's what you've got here. I got this in the mail here several weeks ago from you. And it's called Keep On Smiling and the Mark Leachy Orchestra Volume 5. What's with the Keep On Smiling? How did you come about that?
Well, I did. You know, you usually want to incorporate some name of a song, and I just didn't have anything other than we recorded When You're Smiling, and I just thought, just go with something with a smiley face and something happy, you know?
You bet.
So then I just figured, well, Keep On Smiling is pretty simple and it gets the point across, and we just went with that. So
well, and it's a really good old-time CD, a polka music CD. The parts are all accounted for, and I'll tell you, I get so many requests, so many people looking for something new, but it's got to have a bass horn in it to be valid polka music. And you have got a bass horn in here. Who do you have on there?
on this particular CD, I got Cedric Soley.
Yep.
Yeah, he's from Thorpe, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I've known Cedric for, gosh, pushing 40 years. You know, we played together in numerous bands, and just really a super good friend. And I've always wanted him to be on one of mine, and the opportunity came along, and I thought, well, let's just do it. And I think he's happy, and I definitely was happy with what he did. And, you know, I've had other really good tuba players too. You know, on my first three, I had Greg Globs, and
mm-hmm.
he did a great job as far as I'm concerned. And I had Ted Nevlin do my blackjack CD.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give everybody a chance if I can, you know.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. We've had Cedric on the program, and he plays with just about everybody, too. I know I've seen him with Barefoot Becky, the Ivanhoe Dutchman, and I think he was back with Fez Fritchie back in the days. And so just a great person, a great personality.
Oh, he's a great guy. You know, he's got a lot of stories, a lot of good stories, you know.
And, yep.
Just super good friend. And yeah, like I said, I really appreciate him putting in the effort and helping me with this.
Well, you've been a little traveled, as you were describing, playing with the various bands, and that's had to have built up some really good experience over the years for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely has, you know. And I just, I wouldn't do this if I didn't love the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, it by far, is my favorite type of music. I can listen to anything, country, rock, but polka music and the Dutchman bohemian style of polka music is my favorite.
Yeah,
and I love the harmonies, and I like working with it. It's a great hobby, and it's a happy music, and there's nothing really negative you can say about it. It's really given me a lot of thrills and a lot of fun throughout the years, for sure.
You've certainly seen the music industry change then too over the years. You've been around long enough to have probably played to the full ballrooms, full dance halls, down to now where there's hardly any dance halls at all left anymore.
Yeah, it's too bad, it's turning into be a relic, It's like I said, it's hard to get a eight-piece band together and play consistently.
Yeah.
This style of music,
Yeah.
You have Polish, that's a little bit different, and it's really popular right now. But the Dutchman bohemian style of music, you're not going to see it every weekend like you.
Yep. So true.
And so it just kind of keeps it alive, and and just by doing this, it'd be a shame when there's so many good musicians out there that play this style of music. They can buy these Porta studios and do this kind of thing and to keep the music alive and fresh,
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why I do it.
You bet.
So anyway,
now you said you make home in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Where in proximity is Marshfield in the state of Wisconsin?
It's pretty much right in the dead center.
Is it really? Okay. So north and east of Eau Claire and probably straight north of Madison?
Yeah, pretty much. And straight east of Eau Claire,
mm-hmm.
or Minneapolis, pretty much.
Sure.
Straight across. I think I'm 3 hours away from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
Yeah. So kind of centrally located as far as like playing goes, mm-hmm. if you want to play with a band in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or anywhere, this is where the polka belt is, kind of is,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Growing up, Mark, who were the bands that you would choose to listen to? Who made an impression on you back in the days?
Well, when I was younger, before I even started playing any polka music, I used to go dancing with my mom a lot, and used to go dancing to the Don Frodel Orchestra. I don't know if you've
heard of them. I've heard of them, yes. I have one recording by them.
Yeah. This was later in the band when they had Fitzberger playing the accordion, and we used to go every weekend when they were playing especially at a local dance hall here in Roselle called the Krause House. And we used to go dancing all the time, and I used to watch these guys play, and I was just so amazed, and I thought, God, I'm going to do that one of these days. So I started with that, and then I got into Dick Rogers. He was going pretty heavy at that time.
And, yeah.
And then then all of a sudden Carl came on the scene, and just like, he brought major cool to polka music, and we were young enough to really get into that, and the Dutchman style, I couldn't get enough of that, And Ray Dorschner, of course, is my favorite band. And, all the Minnesota bands, Elmer Scheid, all those guys over there. So, and then you listen to all this, like I said, Dutchman and Bohemian style music, it's just, they're all good. And it's just, but Dorschner was definitely probably my favorite. Like I said, I played with numerous bands. Don Peachy, I drummed with him for a while, and he has a totally different style altogether.
Yeah.
When he uses a drummer, you got to use brushes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a different style, smooth. Dick Rogers was just good hammer, bohemian style music, with Dick Metko on the accordion.
Sure.
Of course, Dorschner, I definitely put him at the top of the list. There isn't really anybody that can beat that band. It's just so good.
And did you get to play when Jimmy Dorschner was still living, playing with the band?
Did I play with the band?
Did you get to sit in with the Dorschner band, with Jim Dorschner
on
tuba?
Yeah, he finally, yes, I did.
Really?
I, Ray Dorfner finally let me sit in at Ellsworth one year.
Ah.
The last set, all his Gasser polkas, and I was just blown away.
Yep, in heaven, huh? Yep, you thought you died and went to heaven.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mark, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Okay, great.
All right, so greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Yes, it's Holy Week, which means that Sunday, April 9th, a week from today, is Easter. You have the opportunity to plan a great Easter Sunday meal when you stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market has John Morrell fully cooked bone-in hams that can be purchased whole or half or deboned and sliced at no extra charge. Traying is just 50 cents per pound extra. Several varieties of boneless hams are also available, including our ever-popular home-cured off-the-bone boneless ham. Whichever you choose, call ahead and place your order for even faster service. A full line of fresh meats and sausages are available for the non-traditional Easter meals. For those that just like to graze, we have meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, summer sausages, meatballs, and more. The St. Joe Meat Market also has on hand colored Easter eggs for in those Easter baskets. And watch for the Brat of the Week series to be starting real soon. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and a very happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Mark, for being our guest on the show once again, we've got a nice meat package put up, and we'll be sending that off to you. Priority mail, hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you, Mark?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, Mark, talking about the polka music, you've got a great song list, playlist here on this brand new CD. Your favorite polkas and waltzes, do you want to mention a few? The songs that are near and dear to your heart?
Oh, boy.
There's a lot, I'm sure.
There's a lot of them, yeah. Well, on this particular album, I decided to go with the OK Polka. I like that. I know that Don Schleiss recorded this years ago. I believe Malik Fisherman just recorded it. That's a polka that I like. But, you know, it's a newer polka for me. So, you know, when you get new music and, you know, it's all going to be, you're going to like that more than anything else because you wore out everything else, you know.
You bet.
I don't know, Roller Coaster ranks right up there. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the songs on here, Cherry Pickers Polka is a good one. I don't know. I don't really have too much of a favorite because they're just all pretty much good to me. So.
Right, right. And the style is the big thing. You get, when you start listening to it, you just get in the groove where you can't get enough of it, in my opinion. You just listen to one song after another, and unless you listen to it over and over again, you're just saying that, boy, I want to hear more. I need to hear more because it just whets your appetite. I think it's really a good CD.
Well, I think, you know, in my collection that I have, you know, when we started with Mom and Mark here about 10, 12 years ago, that's more. We've got a lot of different styles and speeds too. You know, it's Mom and Mark is like more Slovenian style.
Yeah.
And you know, and then of course we go to the horn stuff. Well, my speeds are different. You know, like this Blackjack was pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tempos were pretty fast. This one here, I slowed it down quite a bit.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of mix them all up that way. I didn't have any particular set speed or anything like that when I did this. It just was whatever I felt at the time.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, and each one has got, you know, different things in it compared to the others, you know. And I just hope everybody likes it and enjoys it. And that's the only reason I'm doing this. You know, I just hope people enjoy the music and you know, that that does it for me, as long as they're happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Mark, did you make your entire living on music, or have you had a day job besides?
Oh, I've had a day job, plenty of day jobs. I was in construction for like 35 years. I worked for manufactured housing here in central Wisconsin, and did that, and worked with campers and all kinds of manufactured stuff like that. So,
okay.
You definitely don't get rich playing polka music.
No, that's true. And your voice, the tone of your voice says that what I hear from a lot of musicians. Yeah, I have to make a living. I have to work, do this other thing, but I'd really like to make my entire living on music because that's what I enjoy. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. It'd be great, but it's not...
Not realistic.
Not realistic.
Absolutely. No, there's just a handful that I know that I've interviewed that can actually get away with making a living on music, and probably mentioning Molly and Ted Lang, you know, Squeezebox. They're out there all the time. And Becky and Terry with the Ivanhoe Dutchman, a couple of them are pretty much. But even the great one, like you mentioned, Carl Hartwig, he's got a day job too. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it takes a lot of drive to want to do that too. You know, it's to be a full-time musician. I mean, it takes a lot of work. You know, a lot of sacrifice. You know, and it's not all roses either.
No, that's right.
But if you love it, you love that your music. You know, more power to you.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, we've about reached the end of the segment here, and I want to save some time to play some of this brand new CD for the listeners. But I usually ask every time about this time of the program if there's a memory that you'd care to share with the listeners as you look back over your career. And I know you've got a lot of them. I can't remember what you told us last time. So what have you got for us today?
Well, I guess I can give you one. I used to tour with Becky.
Okay.
We carry quite a bit. And we played all over the United States pretty much. I can say we played at the Corn Palace in South Dakota, and that was a pretty cool memory. I mean, you know, not too many people can say that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we played in Vegas a handful of times too, and, you know, that's a highlight for me. I know that for sure. I mean, once you get to Vegas, you know you've done something. So.
Yes, absolutely. You bet. And yeah. I forgot to ask you before. How's your mom? Is she in good health yet these days?
Oh, my mom. Yeah, she's doing really good. She lives right next door to me. She's got a home right next door to me.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. So me and my mom are best friends. You know, we anything music wise we do together, and you know, she's my teacher. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my mom a lot. Yeah,
well,
we're pretty close.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, Mark, with that, we're going to let you run. I want to take this opportunity once again to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you in the past, if the good Lord's willing, he lets you and I here for another time, we'll do this thing again sometime.
Okay, that'd be great.
That's great. So I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. Have yourself a great afternoon, Mark. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Si.
All right. Have a good day. And there he goes, Mr. Mark Leachy, our 459th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up in just a moment with the Mark Leachy Orchestra, his brand new recording, Keep On Smiling. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is on the Tone Checks with our theme right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 459th guest here on Musicians Come and Play. Mark Leachy, our guest, and boy, what a wonderful guest. And he's got a great brand new CD out. We're going to start things out with one off of this CD. It's a great polka tune, one called the Cherry Pickers Polka. The Mark Leachy Orchestra, the Cherry Pickers Polka, off of his brand new recording, Keep On Smiling, Volume 5. More music on the way with Mark Leachy right now. It's a nice waltz tune, one called Over Three Hills. Thank you. The Mark Leachy Orchestra, Over Three Hills. A nice waltz tune there. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 43 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B with a news flash here. Jeannie B's Tours has 6 seats left for the Spring Music Fest Tour departing April 19th through the 24th. Now, Jeannie had told us last week that the deadline was the 30th, and she had to get everything turned in. Well, they were able to extend the deadline for another day, so if you call Jeannie B by tomorrow, you can still get on the bus and join us for this special Branson tour. This tour includes 6 great shows, 10 meals, 5 nights lodging, sightseeing of hidden gems of the Branson area, and there'll be special guests on board the coach for this tour. Jeannie B and Art's good friends, Auntie Creamsaugen and her husband, Knut, are traveling with us. Anyone who has been to Jasper's Theater in Park Rapids, Minnesota, knows how hilariously silly this is going to be. Make sure and call Jeannie B by tomorrow, 320-345-1581, to grab those last seats. Now, the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum Experience Tour leaves on May 15th for a 6 jam-packed days of You Gotta See It to Believe It sightseeing. Don't miss this bus. It is a super experience, and yes, I was on that one last year. It was fun. If the Black Hills are calling you, Deadwood Days is the trip for you. See sights each day, including Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse, Hill City Train, Step-On Guided Deadwood Area Tour, and tons more. 3 nights casino lodging, 2 in Deadwood, and the last night at the Dakota Sioux Casino in Watertown, South Dakota. A visit to the Terry Redland Museum is included. Jeannie B will show you the highlights. And now is the time to book some awesome fall colors of New England Rails and Trails tours. Again, Jeannie B and her group will fly to Boston on October 4th for the breathtaking colors of Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Jeannie B says, don't miss this one. Again, call 320-345-1581 for details. And coming up, Jeannie B's Tours are going to be having some more meet and greets in April. And for details, April 10th is Jill's Cafe from 9 until 10:30. That's in Richmond. Then at the Red River Inn Restaurant, Cold Spring, from 11 till 12:30. And then at Perkins in Waite Park from 1:30 until 3:30. On Monday the 17th, they're going to be at the Delish Coffee and Restaurant in Freeport from 9:30 until 11:30. Daycations and mini vacations. Lunch is included at 11 o'clock for those interested in extended tours in October of 2023. And that includes the Colors of New England and the 2024 Alaska Land Call of the Wild and Alaska Cruise Tour, also Hawaii, Washington, D.C., and the Glacier, Canadian Rockies, Glacier Banff, and Lake Louise. So, once again, give Jeannie a call to RSVP, and that's 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours. Boy, the definition of excitement. Look in the dictionary. I think you'll find Jeannie's picture there right next to excitement. You bet. Always excitement with Jeannie B's Tours. It's a fun traveling group, and you have to see it to believe it is what Jeannie always says. So check them out. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 43 is our current temperature here in Albany. And the music continues with Mark Leachy Orchestra. And here's a nice polka tune. It's one called the Bird Nest Polka. Thank you. Mark Leachy and the Mark Leachy Orchestra, and that one is one called the Bird's Nest Polka. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 43 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another nice waltz tune coming your way. It's one called the Snowflake Waltz, the Mark Leachy Orchestra. Mark Leachy Orchestra, and that was one called the Snowflake Waltz. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now it's a nice foxtrot with one called When You're Smiling.
Sun comes shining through, but when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Thank you. smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing.
Mark Leachy and the Mark Leachy Orchestra with When You're Smiling. A nice foxtrot tune there. Great variety of tunes on this brand new CD from Mark Leachy. And we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's brought to us by Kevin's Countryside. Yes, Kevin is back with us for another season, and you need to go out, make that trip out to Kevin's. This week, going to get more snow, but it's eventually going to melt, and we're going to be cutting grass before you know it. I'll bet you a couple, 2-3 weeks from now, we'll be wondering where all that snow went and how the grass turned green so fast. All that snow has got a lot of nitrogen in it, and it will be growing and grass green right off the bat. Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3, the home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. That Hustler is the original zero-turn. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, he's got the sheds full of brand new Hustlers. I was out there the other day. Kevin says, if I get any more in, I won't be able to put them inside. The buildings are full, so check them out when you get a chance. The different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Of course, Kevin does repair work. He works on all makes and models, and he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants, you bet. Kevin also accepts trades, so if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her on out to Kevin. He'll make you a sweet deal on a brand spanking new Hustler. And, of course, Kevin continues to carry that Ego brand line of power equipment. That's battery-powered equipment. So, yeah, chainsaws, weed whips, weed eaters, backpack blowers, chainsaws. He's got them all there. And I've bought those from Kevin. They work spectacular. They are good. So for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just look for the big sign on the post there on the west side of the road as you're heading north towards Holdingford. Kevin's Countryside, proud sponsor here of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. We're at 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 44, our current temperature here in Albany. Going to close out this edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with a nice waltz tune. A lot of bands have used this one for their theme song over the years, and it's one called Greet the Folks at Home. The Mark Leachy Orchestra, wrapping up our edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm with a nice waltz tune there, one called Greet the Folks at Home. And that takes us to 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 44 degrees here in central Minnesota.